unexpected trouble? CashNet USA can take the stress out of borrowing emergency funds. Our fast, secure application process makes it easy to apply online 24/7. Plus, CashNet USA offers same-day funding if approved before 10:30 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Additional terms may apply. Visit CashNetUSA.com or tap the banner to apply today.
You think you know about relationships, but you're wrong. Listen, there's no magic bullet. I'm teaching life skills.
When you're sick, you need medicine. It don't always taste good.
Nah.
But it'll get you better.
You
need this medicine.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna always taste good. But this is what you need. Men and women, bottom line, we need to have the conversation. Your partner wants to give up control, but only if you know how to drive. This is about being the best you could ever be, whoever you are. I don't care if you're a man, a woman, LGBTQ, space alien. I'll save anybody. I don't care. I'll teach a hedgehog how to have a threesome.
What do you mean by that?
Look, you don't have to listen to me, but you're wrong.
Listen, I know I'm great. And I know you're thinking, Dante, there's no way I could be like you. But you could be me. You know why?
Because you know who I was before I was me? I was you.
Man School 202.
Better hear what I've got to say because you won't get it again.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man.
Better man.
Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.
What's up, y'all? GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, What Would Dante Do? The Sexual Revolution is being podcasted, and I am excited. Now, I know I've said that 500 times before, but this time I actually mean it.
Oh, wow. For real?
We have a
For real?
Special guest, a return special guest, but we'll get into Harry. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm doing excellent, Dante. I'm doing excellent.
Good to see you.
Doing good. Having a tough time keeping these gators down. But other than that.
Difficult. Practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
I want to take this time to introduce my guest. It's my dog. My dog. He's been on the show before. He's the OG of podcasting. Funny dude, smart dude, good friend of mine. Give it up for Keith Malley of Keith and the Girl. What's up, Keith?
Keith from Keith and the Girl here. Good to see you guys again. I do have to come clean and tell people that I did not hear the intro that you guys just heard, meaning you won't like the fucking medicine, but it's good to. And I was so excited.
You want
to
hear it? Oh, we can't play. Is it iPad down? Intro. He wants to. Keith did not get to hear the intro.
But the intro that we did.
The show intro.
The show intro that you're obviously going to later put in. That's fine. I'll listen at home later.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That is so good. I'm not alpha. I'm not beta. I'm better.
Yeah.
I was like you. Yeah, but
I
love
it's a
it.
Great it went, intro.
It's caffeine. I love it.
Yeah, it
gets
you hyped.
It does get you a little hyped.
Yeah.
We usually play it, but we're still, we're just, sure. Like I tell you this, you're like the third person in the studio since the COVID.
Yeah.
And
still figuring this
we're
all out.
We're still getting the sound right, my iPad cuts on and all everything that we had. You know how it is, because you've been.
Turned this room into a weed den.
Yeah,
well,
I just come here and smoke and watch movies. Because you guys have been doing Zoom since the whole thing.
Easily over wherever we're at, you know, whenever we got the news. So going on 2 years soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kemda, my co-host, has a big autoimmune disease. She's finally stepping out a little bit. I'm not convinced things aren't going to get worse again. I don't want to buy a studio right now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're still Zooming it.
Oh, okay. So you're not, I mean, you got rid of the studio altogether for right now.
Yeah, we had
because you were renting that space, so it doesn't make sense.
We rented it in January. COVID comes in March.
Oh, boy.
What's another couple thousand?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You know.
It's crazy.
And I said, hey, how about I give you this much, landlord? And we just called the wash. And he goes, okay. But as he goes, okay, he puts his hand out to shake hands. I'm like, this is the point. To get it him to accept it or treat me like a man, that I had to go, I might have COVID now, and shake that hand. Because, you know, men don't know how to talk to each other unless it's a fucking handshake.
You got
to
have a handshake. Yeah. If those who know, I mean, y'all should know Keith, but Keith was the take the cabinet off and throw away the paper or the towels.
Yeah, right. Keith's ex-wife, he came on that. We followed this saga while it was on the show. Mm-hmm. It kind of happened in real time because Keith has been on many times because he's a great guest. And then at the time he was married, he did relay a story that he was trying to work out this issue, this particular issue with his wife, that she would constantly leave the cabinets open.
Yeah. Where, to the point where it really ridiculous. Seemed personal.
Yeah. Almost like it's intentional.
Like how many cabinets would be open?
It could be two. It could be a little baby one or two. If I knew all I had to do to keep you happy was, let's say, give you a card once a month. You know what? That's weird, but I'll do it.
Right.
All you have to do to keep me happy is close a fucking cat. And don't tell me like you married a mental person.
Right.
You weren't done.
Yeah.
You're in the next room, and I wasn't. Yeah. I'm not done. I don't want to fuck a child. Yeah. We still talk, by the way. Yeah. We're getting along great.
I'm going to make a lasagna in 3 days. Just relax.
Right. And
what's your fucking problem, Keith?
I said take all the cabinets off.
Well, we came up with a couple suggestions. There were a couple suggestions how to deal with the cabinet thing. You said take all of them off. I suggested if you didn't want to take them off, draw swastikas on the inside so that if they remained open, there would
that
be swastikas.
Like more. Yeah.
And then I said if you were insistent about taking them off, I said you walk around wearing a karate gi, and every time one was open, you just did a roundhouse kick.
Sweet chin music.
And just broke through the cabinet. I mean, that's a solution.
Right. We just got a divorce instead.
Oh, okay. All right. That was another option.
Which, I'm trying to go 202, but we're old school in the end.
Which we actually was like, this is not going to work. Like, we were
right.
Like, this is a fundamental thing about your happiness that she didn't.
Because it wasn't about the cabinets. It was an issue of respect and concern.
Lack of concern. Or paying attention,
yeah.
Which also it goes in there somewhere to the point when we realized, as simple as it is, that we're more friends than lovers, and we didn't care to fix it. I would think, you know what? Let me take the time, make a romantic gesture, and fix it. You know, tomorrow, though.
Right.
And I have to assume she's was thinking the same thing. And then when she brought up a divorce, I'm like, okay, that could have been a bluff.
Right.
And I'm that's so weird that you said that. Then yes.
Yeah, yeah. Not a good sign that you're like, that's exactly what I was thinking.
But I also get a sense that you don't get bluffed a lot.
Right.
I mean, anybody that knows you, you don't bluff.
Right.
Because even if you don't want to go in, you're going in.
Sure.
You did catfish your
dad. What are you talking about? Tell me. Yeah.
You did catfish your dad for like
Well, there's more updates on
my,
that,
my
right?
dad wrote to my ex this after the divorce, 2 years after the divorce, hey, whatever happened to you and Keith? After all, they never had a talking relationship like that. It's completely weird. Mm. Me and my ex still talk. She goes, hey, I got this email. What the fuck? You know, it's probably more solidified she made the right choice.
Right, what the fuck?
And I go, hey, can I pretend I'm you, start a new email, and write my dad? And she's like, yeah, can you just get out of my life? You know?
Yeah, as long as I'm not involved.
Whatever you want to do, this is why I'm gone.
That went on for a full year.
A full year of you catfishing your dad.
Catfishing my dad. We're now turning it into a book. I'm literally writing it right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. A full year of him.
And he was all in. He was
all in, and I'd go, Dad, it's me. I was her the whole time. There's things that you don't know that we talked. No, asshole! I know everything because I literally wrote it.
That was
and
me.
And you wrote me.
There's things you don't know. You don't understand.
God damn it!
Wow.
And then we're getting written up in things. The most recent being Vulture, and I had fake cat. I mean, this has been a year now that he knew it was me. I had the same email address. Fake Catherine, my ex, wrote. Oh, boy, here's an article. I was afraid of that. And there's the easy link to keithandthegirl.com/dad.
So did you keep her email? Were she let you
I
have,
made a new email. And
that
then,
was very similar.
And she, no, actually. I changed it completely and said, oh, that was my work email.
Oh,
this is a more personal email. Catherine L86. And reach me here. He couldn't go fast enough. I see what's going on out there with guys and women and how thirsty they get. And you all see this. Women post the things. Hello. I'd like to take you out. Hello, cunt.
Yeah.
Cunt, bitch.
It goes real fast. So it goes from 0 to 60 pretty fast.
Right. So I just leave my dad waiting for 4 days and then go. Oh, hi again. And, you know, he's like, oh, God, thank God, we're back. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was too easy. And She got more information out of him than you, I did in 45 did. Years.
Really? Yeah. Really?
Jesus.
Yeah, but do you think he was really honest with Kim?
Yeah, he's always a liar, but yeah, I found that I was able to figure him out more.
Right.
It's the most talking he's ever done.
Okay.
Yeah.
But wow. you not verbatim. You were like, oh, I get what this is.
I think this part might be a lie, but this part is like, I believe this story. Yeah. Right. Like watching stand-up where you're like, this guy's making a joke, but this part he really means and hopes we like it. Yeah.
Cool. Oh my God! So, fucked up relationship.
Oh, so cool. You go cool. It was so cool. It was so disturbing.
Well, no,
but yeah,
it's so cool that you turn it into something. Yeah. Well, that's a stand-up comedian, and the artist in Dante is like, well,
and it's also the fact that Keith is one of the more sane people I know, and I'm like, how'd that happen? Like, you know what I mean? Right.
But the other thing is, your dad tried to fuck your wife, but you didn't turn it into anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's where you're jealous.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. It's that's so why you're. That's why you're flies. So respectful of Keith. You're like, man. That's incredible that you were able to turn that into a book.
God damn it!
That's what comedians are like. Man,
did I ever tell that story? No,
you've told it on the air, a little bit, but I mean, it's been a while.
I'm saying with Keith,
that never stops you from telling other stories. Let's do it.
So my dad was older. He was like late 80s.
My dad's 80s.
And he was real grabby, right?
Okay.
And my niece was still small, and we had this little babysitter, right? That was here, and I remember being when he was older, like early 80s. If I had brought a girl home and she tits and ass and belly out, my sister would have to restrain him. He would really have to hold his because he was so grabby.
Did he play Alzheimer's or anything?
He was born 1920, kid. You know?
Okay.
Sweet, you need to smile.
Okay, but he
bit.
Doesn't see an escalator and go, what the fuck is this? You kind of catch things, you know.
You should learn as society goes on, yeah.
And this was also, my father passed 2011. He was 93. Okay. So we also talking 90s.
Right.
Like Anita Hill. 90s. Like,
still, though, that was a big deal. We didn't go, why is that a big deal?
Well,
you still got it.
But you ever listen to what they go, are you doing this to get a book?
That still happens.
Yeah, it's insane. But my niece was getting her confirmation, and the babysitter went to walk out, move over to get let her out, and my pop just grabbed her ass.
Damn.
And so, But this is what the crazy. He grabbed her ass and then slipped her $40,
okay.
Right?
And
that's just a classy thing to do.
The thing I was really upset about was I was like, "Come on, one ass grab. That's not worth $40. Come on, Dad. You
gotta drive us out of house and home.
You know how many ass grabs we gonna have to pay for? But this is the thing. She took the $40,
right?
And then she snitched on him, which listen, make the deal or don't make the deal, bitch. You know what I mean? Like,
I hear ya, but you did it before we made the deal. So don't tell me what the deal is.
And
I just told you the importance of a handshake.
Yeah,
right.
That never happened.
Right, exactly. So, so I was married at the time. I was married to my first wife, and I go, yo, you know, just crazy.
Relaying the story.
Yeah, I'm like, this is fucking my pops just grabbed. I go, do you believe that? Damn. She goes, yeah, absolutely.
You don't say.
She goes, absolutely.
She goes,
well, why do you think I don't go to your house, your dad's house anymore? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she was like, he would always touch me inappropriately, rub my, just creep shit. And he would always do that. And I go, why didn't you tell me? She was like, I didn't think you would believe me, and it's your father. And I'm like, trust me, I would have believed you. So then I went back, and all ex-girlfriends that I could, numbers.
You
I,
called up?
Every last one of them.
Wow. Now, what about you? Do you have to look into that none of them felt comfortable telling you that? Why?
Well, one did. Well, my father was like, he was telling her what I like. what he thinks I like.
What?
Yeah, it was weird.
He's like, an ass to mouth, my kid.
Yeah, right. Whatever. You know, he's
just like his pops. And the cats in the and cradle she, and the silver spoon.
Or he's no boy of mine.
He was a little. She screamed him out and stuff like. But I had no idea that there was this inappropriate, touchy stuff. Because
right.
I didn't really bring a lot of. I mean, I brought him around, but when I brought him around, it was like, you know. And, you know, hey, yeah. blah, 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 and my mom.
Just very casually.
Yeah, and I mean, it was a lot of hoes.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
a whole lot of hoes. Right. So it was, but
it's,
at least.
It's almost like you wonder how your dad had the time to grab the ass.
Yeah,
how did he grab
him
so quickly? Running through there like the express train.
He would work two jobs yeah. and still find time. Yeah. That was the greatest generation.
Yeah, that's what we did.
That's what they do. We went to war. We fought Nazis. Right.
But that never
and
stopped
grabbed,
us.
We grabbed ass and fought Nazis. How about that?
Right.
Huh? Ooh, you got two hands? God gives you two hands for a reason.
Well, your dad's more city. We're from the country. So he didn't grab necessarily, but he would be creepy to everyone. And like,
yeah.
you are so pretty. And it's like, that's the sixth time you
yeah,
said
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And like his leg bumped her leg.
Oh,
and
boy.
It's not what you think it is, but I wonder if that got at the room excited. Like, you just said that and
yeah.
winked at me, and
yeah.
we don't. Yeah. Our relationship is superficial. None of this makes sense.
Yeah, it was,
okay.
It was real. It was real.
Wow.
Creepy. And then it was like, oh, I think I called like seven different girls up,
and they all confirmed it, most definitely.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
And one was like, sorry, I can't talk to your dad,
right,
sir.
Right. It's weird you call me because me and your dad just broke up.
Right. And I'd love to bitch about it.
I mean, you know him better than anybody, right. So I figured I'd talk to you. But, yeah, I mean, and I don't know. I don't know why.
It's, why it came
well,
up?
I guess cause
what do you mean?
Why it didn't bother me.
I see. Here's
I
the weird
we didn't
part.
Get along.
When you told me that story, it was a nurse or something. So it might have happened more than once.
Well, if it's every woman he ever dated,
I mean,
there's probably a nurse.
He grabbed a nurse too. I mean, everybody grabbed a nurse. Hello, nurse.
Yeah.
So, but the first story was the babysitter.
That's when it right, when it
yeah,
went
that's
down.
That's when it went down, and I said to my wife, she said, "Absolutely."
Absolutely.
And
wow.
and then I was started doing research, and everybody was like, "Oh, your pops was." Well, some of them said your dad was such a charmer. I was like, "This bitch fucked my dad."
Right.
When you called up, they're like, oh, I remember that. They said it with glee. Like, oh, yeah.
Your dad was a charmer. He was, though. He was a smooth motherfucker. So, you know.
Yeah, that sounds smooth. Here's
$40. I feel like my dad was a smooth motherfucker. And then he aged out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It didn't
yeah.
keep up with it. Like, he was smooth for the 70s and 80s.
Keep his tool sharp.
Yeah,
Man
yeah.
School 202, always keep your tool mm-hmm, sharp. Mm-hmm. Never know when you might have to go hunting. But yeah, but it was interesting. It was very interesting
wow.
that, and I'm trying to think. I think I really feel like he didn't like me, and so it didn't really make. I didn't give a fuck.
Well, he definitely didn't respect you. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He didn't like me. He didn't respect me, and I feel like he, we just wasn't cool. So I was
right.
like, yo, this dude is corny.
Did he still want your respect? Like my dad definitely wanted my respect. He,
yeah,
it's just impossible. I saw that movie. That TV show Succession,
yeah.
and everybody's loving, and I'm like, I hate it, and then I realized
yeah.
why. Like,
oh, yeah.
well, they kind of respect him.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
did something great with his life.
Yeah. My dad expected that respect, and then but he's the one that taught me respect. He's always say respect is a two-way street.
Sure, sure. Now go
you
to your
to
room.
Give it, to, you have to give it to get it, and then when you checked him on that same shit, then it was a whole different rule. So I remember him, you know, he was older. And he was like, I think me and my nephew was getting into it, and he stood in the middle of us. And he was like, you want to fight somebody? You fight me. I think it was
wow.
like 80. And I was like, dog, you wear Depends. I'm not fighting nobody to wear Depends. Come on.
You slowly just push him over. So humiliating.
I go, why don't you learn to not piss the bed? How about you do that first?
Oh,
and
Jesus.
Then we'll talk about, so I get why he would hate me. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was a gut punch.
You just start pissing your pants in
yeah.
front of him and go, am I winning?
Yeah. Am I winning yet?
Did I win yet?
Oh, you got me beat. You already pissed your pants, right? So
right. My dad's thing was, I'm your father, not your friend, and I understand the point of that. Yeah. But you don't have to say it first thing in the morning.
Right.
Good morning. I'm not your friend. I'm like, okay. Well, can I get
my
some
dad? Anytime we go, like, we get upset with some crazy shit he was saying, I would be like, "Come on, man!" And he goes, "I'm not your man, okay?" To this day, I'm not your man.
Right. As if you said boy, yeah. Right?
It's funny, Harry, anything he gets, Harry gets with his father, it makes him laugh, it, like a kiddish belly right. Laugh.
Because he can finally say it, and it's free.
Because it's also not an accurate impression. Right. I can't do one, so I just become the Iron Sheik.
He's Irish. Yeah. The dad's actually Irish.
I will break your back.
I break your back.
I will fuck your ass and humble you. Right. I will make you humble.
For my 8th birthday. Jesus, Dad.
Your dad never hit on your...
No, he's been... Sorry to say, I guess I'm the odd man out in the room. No, he was always very respectful and nice.
Yeah,
to,
you're mad soft, yo.
Yeah, sorry. I guess I'm the pussy in this room.
He didn't even have to fight his dad for his wife.
No.
What the fuck is wrong? How do you know if you won?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess they weren't hot enough. Now I'm doubting myself.
Everybody kind of wants their parents' respect, right? And if they don't, if they're not into your woman,
then how do you know they love you or respect you?
Did you get one that impresses them?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now I got to think about that.
You see, we're giving you a lot of shit to think about today, dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything. No, he's never been inappropriate with any girls that I've ever brought home.
Good.
I've only brought a couple home, but...
But your pops had a couple of... He used to knock them down, though.
Oh, he still... Yeah, he knocked them down back in the day, and then after he got divorced,
he
did all right. For...
Salam alaikum.
Oh, yeah. My mom... My mom will leave voice...
What's that?
My mom will leave voicemail. They got divorced, right? So, but every once in a while, they have some piece of business regarding property or something that she's got to call him or some family thing.
Right.
So she has taken to start calling him like Muslim because he's from Turkey and he married another woman from Turkey. But he's not Muslim. Right. But that doesn't stop her from leaving voicemails. And she leaves a voicemail
and goes, Sultan.
She goes, "Hello, Sultan Harry. Assalamu alaikum. Sultan Harry, need some papers. Call me back
if you can come
when you
out
get
of
away
your
from harem. Your harem."
Oh, that's funny. Harry Hussein Tarjanian?
I mean, it's basically that. Assalamu alaikum. I think he left one today.
Assalamu alaikum. You're Sultan from the harem. All your women in the harem. Oh, she makes me laugh.
But it just mutters at the end, you piece of shit.
Hold on. You got it?
Sultan.
Muhammad. Today she called him Muhammad.
Let me draw you motherfucker.
And then she's like, "How come you don't talk to me anymore?" I don't know. Like it's a mystery. I've told you specifically why I cut you out of my life, because you're a volatile person. He was trying to harass my dad, who you've been... It's been 15 years. Move on. Move on. But
she don't even like him. She just likes torturing him.
Yeah.
Well, there's holidays, you know.
Oh, God. But Harry's pops, while we're recording, Harry's pops is very active. Like, while we're doing the show.
Oh, sure. When I'm recording in the house. He makes a lot of noises.
You're on cheese? Yeah. What?
I'm recording in the fucking thing.
Okay, I'll just come in.
The Zoom shows. Because I stayed with my dad at his place before I was waiting to get an apartment with my girl. So I didn't want to sign a lease. So I'm stuck at my dad's in like this limbo.
Right.
And I was recording in the garage, and he's opening the garage. And he's like, "Hey, it's hot in here. Do you want to open?" I'm recording a fucking show.
What are you doing?
I was just trying to be helpful. And then I open the garage. I go, "Oh, you want to be helpful? It's raining outside. Let's open it up." Nice 80-degree rain.
Then Harry used to get really upset. Now he plays into it and goes further.
Right.
And
I go, "You mean like this?"
Then his father curses him out. Yeah. So much fun. Mm-hmm. We were talking about Harry, you saw the Chappelle special
on Netflix that he dropped this week? Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed it. I always enjoy Chappelle, even if he's... I don't know that it was the strongest joke-wise, his special, but even the stories, he's always compelling, so I enjoy him being compelling. I thought the direction was interesting to go head-on, in a weird way, into the... into the transphobia
part
situation.
Part 7, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was interesting.
Like two specials he talked about.
I just...
It might be the third. It's hard to keep track. Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot.
It's easily the third, and you're making a point now. And you can obviously tell where I stand.
Yeah.
So let me be very clear. Obviously, Chappelle's the fucking greatest. I'm going to see. I saw all his everything.
Right. Yeah.
And I always will. He is affected. It did stick in his craw that he wasn't coming off like a good person regarding the trans stuff to me. And and that's what this special was all about. And that's what the whole fucking hour, 10 minutes was all about. I think he pretended is also about women, but we know it's safe to assume he doesn't hate women.
Yeah.
It's safe to assume he certainly doesn't understand what being a transgender person is. I just looked up feminism is in the special. Like, did you, adult?
That's today.
You're older than me. Yeah. Like, you're not bad. Like, if you really give a fuck, which is what you're pretending you're doing, learn that transgender isn't a noun. Just start with that.
Yeah.
Give a little shit. Like, I know when he's making a joke and it's fucking funny. It was very funny him saying, Kris Jenner, first year, becomes a woman of the year. She didn't even have a period yet. Right. It'd be like if it's a black person of the year and I'm in the audience and the winner is Eminem.
Right.
Yeah, it's still fucking hilarious.
Right.
But then there's other stuff where you could tell he's being sincere. And I also get bothered by, and I'm not this mad, by the way, but I also get bothered by when he says, when he said about the other specials, like, hey, I'm just trying to make people laugh.
Right.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. You're special about George Floyd. All this, you're smart. That's why we like you, because you're smart and you know what's going on. You know, it's like Joe Rogan, and I love Joe Rogan, but it's Joe Rogan saying, hey, am I getting all this fucking hassle saying don't get the vaccine? Which he's still, you know, triple downing on, so he believes don't get the vaccine. Hey, what do I know? I'm an idiot. That
don't
doesn't mean
me.
Keith Malley goes, Joe Rogan, he's a fucking idiot. And Joe would hear that and go, I am.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd
be like, fuck Keith.
Yeah.
He knows he's not an idiot.
And I like Rogan overall, but I do think he kind of disavows what a reach he has, which I go back and forth on whether you have a responsibility or not.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Talk to the ex-leader of the Proud Boy. You not only have to watch, and I mean, Keith, you're the OG of podcast. Like, you were doing podcasts when people didn't know what the word meant.
Right.
And you start to realize that you just can't say what you believe in terms of truth. You have to also keep in mind, if I say it like this, how can somebody take those words and twist it in a way that
or interpret it?
You gotta anticipate even that. Yes.
Yes. And but with that said, yes, tell your truth, but don't play dumb about it.
Yeah.
Mm.
That don't go, oh, what do I know? Then the very next day, and here's proof that antibodies are stronger than the. Well, that's not the point that people like me are saying. But so you do believe it.
Yeah.
So don't play dumb.
Right. Right.
Because I know you're not dumb.
Well,
and it's frustrating.
Here's what I say more than anything. Very few times are people actually having debates or discussions in good faith. They're not having discussions, they're having debates with the intention on winning.
Right.
And they will use rhetoric in order to conflate issues so that they can't get pinned down, because they honestly really don't want to have a real discussion about something.
Right.
Because the truth... I find this more than, you know, like when you're a kid and you learn math problems and your teacher says show the work. When somebody is not having a good faith argument, you can just do the Socratic method. If you ask questions, it all falls apart because it's not based in truth and in inconsistencies. And sometimes even if the inconsistencies aren't on purpose, because I also understand that people don't really understand logic like they should understand logic. But if you're asking the questions and it's a good faith argument, then I show you where the inconsistencies are. Then you go, fair enough. I didn't think of that.
Right.
Instead of creating all this rhetoric and stuff for conflating of red herrings and straw men and you know, all that.
I don't see how Chappelle puts out the closer and then sits at home going, I mean, he must think it will. My point is he surprised looking at social media and going like, that didn't solve it?
Right.
More problems?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at least two specials that seem anti-trans. Now we're at three. It's a fucking bugaboo of yours, and that's strange.
Yeah. Well, it's I think also because, you know, when he at the end, when he talks about the trans
spoiler
woman that
alert.
Came.
People who haven't heard it. Well, no, I mean, if somebody hasn't heard it, I don't want to ruin it.
It doesn't ruin an hour.
But spoiler alert.
You could spoil alert any of my stand-up.
Yeah, but it's still a thing.
So he has this girl who
he befriended.
Befriended, and he went. So,
and he talked about it during the last special, too.
Yeah, and then, so the woman, he put her on stage, let him open for her, and 6 days later, she got this. She took up
after his special came out.
He took up for her, and then she got really trashed on the internet. And then
she stood up for him.
Yes,
yeah, and so she got trashed for
him. And
it,
then she committed suicide 6 days later.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which the inference was that, you know,
that the lesbian community is bullies.
Yeah, that they, you know, which was.
Well, he did say, I don't know if that didn't cause it. I'm sure there's other things, but yeah, it didn't help.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Which I wouldn't doubt that.
I wouldn't doubt it. I don't need it for 30 fucking minutes, and that's your fucking throwing the mic across the room moment.
Mm. Well, because it makes it okay, because I made a trust fund. I created
Jesus,
this.
Yeah. I was waiting for him to at least for 1 second go, and I don't say that to seem like a hero. I say that because, and that wasn't there.
Right, that wasn't it. It was like, no, I'm being a hero.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's a lot to a degree, but then I wonder how much of it do you lean on with jokes? Like that's what I mean by is how much is the responsibility when you're doing jokes? But then that wasn't a joke. He's telling a real story.
It's just a story.
And then of course you could just tell a story, but I didn't come in arms folded. I came in it's going to be edgy and I guarantee I'm going to like it more than hate it. I think I laughed 5 times and I'm not lying.
Yeah. It was definitely riveting, you know.
I wasn't bored because I like him, but
it's compelling and it had great jokes in it throughout. I felt
I like that he wakes you up with the hitting the mic on your fucking
leg. That's funny.
It shows we're paying attention. I had the over and under at 15, and I won big. I picked over. Yeah.
He
never hears what he's about to say a guy that practices all the time.
I actually think he got that from Greer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Greer has been doing that for a long time. And then when I didn't really, he didn't really do that.
Is it just a think? Like, so that, like, I'm taking up time to think?
It's sort of tick. You know what I mean? Right. Like, what do I do, Harry?
He also touches his clothes a lot, Chappelle. This one was the middle button.
Yeah, I
a tick that you have?
Yeah, I have like a, we all kind
like of. Like I'll bullshit, like I'll do like, you know, grab a drink or like, you know, fake like, isn't that something as I'm thinking. Yeah, is that what his hammer is?
Yeah, I do. It's like, it's so funny.
But also it's the reaction that you get from the crowd. Maybe he thinks
it's a thing now.
Oh,
yeah.
It does. Yeah. It does work that way.
It makes you.
You're telling me you can't control yourself? Well, I'm in the audience. I certainly can't control myself.
Right. So it's this is so funny that I can't. This is even funny to me. And then they know that they like him. They're fans. He's enjoying himself, and so they go. Sure. We're all gonna. Yeah, this is great.
Hi everybody, I'm Nolan from Past Gas by Donut Media. We're an automotive history show, but you don't need to be a gearhead to enjoy this show. You just have to like great stories. Come hang out with us every week as we bring you a story from automotive history that you just have to hear to believe. We talk everything from legendary race car drivers to auto manufacturing snafus and sultans and dictators that amass huge car collections. Anything is fair game. We just want to tell a great story. So if that sounds good to you, pause the show you're listening to right now. Go subscribe to Past Gas for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Past Gas, check it out.
What's up, everybody? I'm Jimmy Wong.
How's it? It's Josh Lee Kwai. We're the hosts of the Command Zone podcast.
You've probably heard of Magic the Gathering. Whether you're a new player or a seasoned veteran, or you used to play and want to get back into the game, you've got to check out Commander.
It's the most popular way to play Magic, and for good reason.
It's everything you love about board games, but with Magic cards.
Deep, rewarding strategies, infinite creative deck building possibilities, and it's multiplayer, so there are tons of opportunities for complex social interactions.
If you can't tell, we seriously love this game, and we think you would too.
I mean, why else would we talk talk about it for like an hour every single week.
All right, so if you like Magic the Gathering, check us out at The Command Zone, the premier podcast for all things Commander.
Available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are found.
Hello, 42 here from the Random Interesting Facts podcast, the show about everything and nothing. Every week, I delve into three random interesting facts on a random topic. So, if you're in the car, on the train, in the shower, or even on the toilet, and you're just itching to know more about the world around you, from the healing properties of gold, to how moldy cheese is made, and even the time that Napoleon Bonaparte was attacked by rabbits. Hey, I never said it was particularly useful information, but I'm pretty sure you won't find it anywhere else, except on the Random Interesting Facts podcast. So, pause this podcast and go subscribe to Random Interesting Facts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't miss it.
Yeah, I saw people brought up, what looks like a gay couple to me and close to the front.
Yeah, yeah.
And soon after the thing starts, they're kind of arms folded, upset, and people are saying, what did they expect? Not anti-trans part four. Yeah. That's what they
Power
were, you know?
Minutes.
Yeah. He's the best.
Yeah.
But enough. Come on. Enough. He went home going, I solved it today.
Well,
don't
you know what
it.
I think he's really affected by the internet and what they say.
Yes.
And so because he's so affected by it, he's trying to act like he's not affected by it, but he is.
Right.
And if he just would be honest about it.
He's a goddamn human being. We're all affected by it.
Sure. And then they go hard body. And then there's the other thing he says, I'm fucking rich and famous. You know, so now you're rich and famous. And the thing about Dave, like, I met Dave in like 2000.
Right.
And Dave, even though he had a certain level of fame, I mean, pretty decent at that time. I mean, even after the Chappelle show, like 2003, but he would still just put a hoodie on and walk in the street.
Right.
Like no bodyguards, nothing like that. And he was worth millions and, you know, and he was always that kind of dude that didn't have a clique. And now I feel like he has a clique.
Right.
Like, he has a crew that hangs out with him and stuff like that. And the thing with that is, and you see this over and over again, anytime somebody gets a click, you don't, people's, their salary is based on
you, keeping you happy.
You're changing those people's lives.
Yeah.
And so
it's going to be hard to say, hey, your transgender thing, learn it's an adjective, Dave.
Yeah.
My friend.
Yeah. This is one too many trans special. I mean, I still thought it was great, but I was like.
I mean, to say it's great, I know nobody's that can do an hour special better than that last one.
No.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Especially considering it was the third transgender.
At least.
In a row.
In a row. Still, you didn't figure out your shit in 3.5 hours?
Yeah.
Let it go.
And the time in between it, and the tweets.
Right.
And the people that have run up on you in restaurants and places and bars and blah, 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 blah. And nothing made you go.
Yeah.
Maybe I should figure this out.
He did talk also a lot about how his issue is more.
It's racial.
Racial than it is.
Well, yeah.
The trans thing.
So who had it worse, Jews or blacks? That's the way I saw that. It was like, no, I get it, but okay.
But
I
here's
get it.
I think the thing is, and like we were talking about this off air, like the thing is that it's not changing. Like we were talking about the anti-Asian hate, right?
Yeah.
And nobody wants to see Asians. Have been, but you was getting your ass kicked.
But struggle more, Asians.
Right. Well, just you got your ass kicked in for a year, and you got an anti-Asian bill.
Right.
There's 256 anti-lynching bills. None of them have been able to get. So
we need the whole story, Dante.
Well,
case by case.
No, it's we got to figure it out.
Maybe they were climbing a tree. I wasn't there.
It's just. So I think the
you know, you say that, but
that,
if you did that in a Southern accent, that's probably a lot of illegal defenses.
I just meant the rope. I didn't mean they climb trees. Fuck.
And even touched on that, the whole suffrage thing. So feminism, white feminism is different than black feminism. Just like there's there's a whole black male trans movement because they're not really included in the trans movement either. So there's still, what do they call it, intersectionality. So you're gay and you're black,
right,
and you're, you know.
Are you bummed out you're only one?
I'm actually kind of excited about it. I'm really excited about my blackness. Okay. Even though things is, you know, it's, the whole Trump era was rough for us.
That was tough.
But not really. You know what? Here's the thing. I think Trump,
I just saw Nazis in the street, and they really weren't talking about Jews.
But I'll tell you
this. So yes, that was tough.
But I couldn't.
What was that different?
I couldn't go to Howard Beach. Like that, I mean, them being Nazis or not being Nazis, right, wasn't really. There's always been neighborhoods that you couldn't go through without getting beat up. And down south, there's still sundown, what they call sundown. Mm. Like if you're black and it's, it goes down there, I mean, this is a known historical fact. So I really think, you know who had the roughest time with Trump was white liberals, like progressives, because we just looked at the whole Trump thing like, yeah, of course. Right. Like,
I mean, it wasn't like George Floyd wasn't happening before.
It's happened 100 times before.
That's been consistent. Latino people were getting yelled at for stealing jobs that they don't steal. You know. Yeah,
but this
so.
Is this is the thing. What I realize that you can't. What you're saying is you don't want to go. Who had it worse, Jews or what?
Right.
Because but you gotta fight it all. Like you gotta.
Of course, sure.
You're saying, like, you're not you're no Harvey Milk, but you're talking about the trans, because it's just you because this is the thing I like about you. It's good. You're a good dude. Like, just be fair.
How, right.
But that's so difficult. It's so difficult for people because I feel like people are so insecure that they use these bad faith arguments to get them in conversation so that they can validate themselves in the context of something that they don't even give a fuck about in the first place.
But there are people who you could say, like, especially when the anti-Asian thing was happening, or the issues with attacks on Jews was happening.
Yeah.
There were people who were like, yeah, I'm black, I don't care because you didn't care about us.
Yeah,
and that exists.
Yeah, well,
but it won't ever end if we continue that way.
Yeah,
you
but it's also kind of and that's what I agree with what he's saying. Chappelle, he was like, you know, now all, like you know, it's like, what are we keeping score?
Right,
the only person that doesn't want to keep score is the person that's winning already. You're like, oh, come on, let's move on, guys. Come on, guys. You know, right.
But you don't feel that way sometimes, Dante.
What?
You definitely feel that way.
Look, when people talk about the opiate epidemic, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Because during the crack epidemic,
you didn't give a fuck.
First of all, it wasn't an epidemic. It was the scourge of crack. It was criminality. It was locking people up. And one of the main reasons why a lot of the opiate addicts and stuff now don't have the services that they would have had was because during the crack era, they cut funding on those on drug rehabilitation, and so.
Sure.
But this is the thing what I don't think that people understand how the racism gets. It hurts everybody. Like I have my sister is in she works for a nonprofit organization for this lady who has cured different kinds of cancer, black.
Cancer.
Black. They have black cancer.
Oh wow.
She's a black scientist, and she was saying that when she was coming up with this thing about where she was using nanobites to cure cancer, and the other scientists, the white male scientists, were sabotaging her. They wouldn't let her get the equipment that she needed, the centrifuges and stuff, and so she had to go to other black scientists to get the stuff. But here's but cancer ain't racist.
Right.
You know, so...
We don't know enough yet.
I don't the jury is still out, but I don't think so, though.
If you can't respect all points of view.
Yeah, I get you. And so I just think that this is why I enjoy Keith's company, because it's always a good faith argument. Always.
Right.
Okay, what you got? I can change my mind. Change, you know. In fact, it changed my mind, because then I learned something from it.
And I better, right. Like Keith and the Girls going on for 17 years. I better learn a thing or fucking
17
two.
17 years.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. Where are we at, 9?
We're at 9. We still have to do another 8. Wait, another. Yeah, no, another 8.
Well, just worry about the one at a time.
Yeah, yeah. Take it one show at a time.
You're having a brain aneurysm. Just 1 year at a time.
And what do you think has changed in the whole game now?
Oh, I don't know. You know what I hate? I want to just do the podcast, period. And you have to keep up with all the social media stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Interacting is very fun. We have keithandthegirl.com/chat, a chat room every Wednesday at 8 p.m. People join that. I would like that. I don't want to have to.
Post.
Facebook,
yeah,
Instagram,
yeah.
You know, and fun interactions come from that.
Yeah.
But what I would like is if the whole world can agree on two platforms,
and
that's
it.
Right. Now I don't want to learn. I don't want to learn a new thing.
I go with one platform and be fine.
Like when Facebook went down very recently, Facebook, Instagram, like 5 hours. I think it was freeing to people.
Yeah.
I think there was a whistleblower on 60 Minutes.
On 60 Minutes,
who didn't
sure,
really
yeah.
teach me nothing new, but the point was that they push these algorithms so people fight. Long story
yeah.
short,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I think Facebook then said, "Yeah, well, we're going to take down Facebook for 5 hours. Miss us? Don't worry about that, bitch.
Okay, now here's
your stuff back again." And people liked it for a second. Oh my God, we're on Little House on the Prairie. But then it came back. It's like, oh, thank God, because I did take two.
First of all, nobody read books. They just went over to TikTok or Twitter. No, Twitter did well.
Yeah. Right.
You just did
Twitter's like,
YouTube.
Hello.
Yeah, you did YouTube. I guess Snapchat, if that's still a thing. I have no idea. But the other conspiracy theory is that somebody is like, bullshit, they are destroying evidence. Like, they're taking this 5 hour to destroy evidence that needs to be destroyed.
Yeah, it was fucking insane. But I enjoyed it. But I mean, you know, because he's the GOAT. But
yeah,
sure,
I think
sure.
he's the best of all time.
I wish I could just
slap him,
sit up and pontificate for
minutes
on end. Just,
but he does it in a very,
yeah,
I mean, part of it is, look, listen, not everyone gets that, even at a celebrity level, right? There are people who, they overarc it, and you can see that, like, the fame causes the material to go down, or they're not compelling for that long. Like, I didn't love Kevin Hart's last special.
No. Right. Well,
that was the one
where
done
he did
pandemic.
It in the house?
Yeah,
he didn't give a fuck.
I didn't love that.
I also didn't like that one because I feel like, you know, he's so rich. I don't think he's relatable
Well,
anymore.
Don't keep telling me you're the hardest working man in show business and make a special like that in your living room. I don't believe your kids were really upstairs, even though I saw it. That's weird.
Yeah, it is. But I think the other thing is you know, Kev's style is relatable. This is my family. You get me. We're all,
we have
families. And when you're millions of
dollars. I have a family, yeah.
Yeah, but when you're millions of dollars and you're talking about your pizza oven.
Right.
It's like, like, I don't, dog.
I remember being a kid and Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, and I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Why?
Right.
Why do that?
I'm a dynasty. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, but I do love your second yard.
Right.
And third pool. Yeah.
But the point is, he is compelling regardless of whether it's not.
Like, if Chappelle's special,
yeah.
I don't even know if this is a fair question.
Mm-hmm.
If that was his first special, would you have given a fuck?
I still think it was compelling. I don't give a shit whether it's
Guy's gonna grow.
I don't know.
Because this is pretty. I get it. It's not funny.
Pretty out
it's
there.
Compelling.
But yeah. I get it.
But I don't give a shit whether it's somebody, whoever it is, even if I like
and
them.
And he pulls a laugh out whenever he wants to.
Right.
Like he
and they are there.
Yeah.
And the laughs are good, and it's stuff that surprises you when he does.
Yeah, the Eminem thing was dope.
Yeah.
The Eminem thing was dope.
And I guarantee there are two others in that hour, 10 minutes. They're just
I
not coming to us right now.
But I enjoy the shit out of it. But I do understand the
Marry
issues with
it, Harry.
What
he wouldn't like it.
What happened?
But marry the special. You love it so much.
I would fuck it.
You'd fuck it, but not marry it?
Would
you string it along for
it.
A little bit, though?
Yeah.
Promise it that
I
you would?
I would kill it, though. I'd
find out what my dad did to it first.
You don't want to do that. You
it's
know
funny.
You
my
did.
Girl was
asking. A lot of knee rubbing there.
A lot of knee rubbing. In
my girl was asking me this question, speaking of stringing something along or whatever. What was it? Oh. she got hit up by this ex of hers, right? She, you know, she tells me all this
as
shit.
As we do.
As it's known to happen. And she goes, this guy was getting married. And goes, hey, I want to have one last fling.
Wow.
This was years. They haven't seen each other in years. And we're not in a relationship. We're just in. She goes, what the fuck is up with that? She was asking me,
well,
what is up with that?
You've got to ask her what the fuck is
up
with that.
Yeah, right.
That's the real question. Like, there's a reason.
Not to blame the victim. Why was he comfortable doing that?
Yeah, he's either
no, meaning why is she getting married and doing that? Like, if why are you marrying somebody?
Because he doesn't want to be married.
He doesn't want to be married. That's what I explained to her.
But I'm saying he would. Or I thought you were going to ask what would give him the audacity.
No, 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 no. The audacity is just, it's a guy shooting his shot. Yeah. It's all it is. Is she goes, I don't understand. Like, we haven't seen each other in years. He knows I'm leaving. He knows, like...
That's
a friend
also
of a friend.
Why he rolled the dice.
Right. And I go, this is the fourth down, 50-yard line.
Clock is
2 seconds.
Also,
you just
we're
toss
learning
it in the air.
How often, and we know why, right? Anybody with a brain. And if you don't get this, I guess get one. But women deliberately don't tell these horrific stories. Hopefully we all understand why. Yeah, shoot your shot. This woman might not tell Harry. If Harry's a different guy, maybe she would.
Right, right.
Yeah, fuck it. Okay.
And it's worked. It's worked. Yeah. Is the other thing. It worked once, or you heard a story, or from a friend of a friend where it worked.
Right.
And it's just a scratch-off ticket.
Yeah, yeah. But don't cost you nothing. It's a
she didn't understand that. I go, a lot of what guys do is scratch-off tickets.
It's also,
a lot of the behavior is.
It's also, you know, what they, you know.
Did you say you can have one more time if I get one later?
What? Oh, just say
to your girl?
No.
Yeah. No? Okay.
I said only if my dad texts you. If my dad hits you up.
Family's family.
In an email, you know,
that's
you gotta
my
keep
man.
It in the family.
My man.
What am I gonna do?
I'm
not your man.
I'm not your man.
I'm not your man, okay? Eight. I'm
that's,
eight.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's a weird, it's a, I'm coming to a, I want, this is something I was thinking about. Also, the whole point of the normalcy of how people want to be perceived, trans people want to be perceived, mm-hmm. is also that you want to get to the point where your people are making fun of you. Do you understand what
Say
I'm saying?
Say it again.
Where people can make fun of you.
Like, oh, sure, where you're so normal, have fun with it.
Right, but that also comes with, that's the thing we've had a conversation on this show. I remember Andre was saying it like, you know, we don't care about the racist jokes if everything else was great. Like, if we all had health care and we all had good jobs and college educations were cheap and there were no people dying from, you know, being pulled over for their seatbelt being unbuckled, then you could have the jokes.
Right.
And maybe that's how trans people feel, too. It's like...
Well, Chappelle wasn't saying, here's a normal thing I'm making fun of.
Yeah.
No, here's a freaky thing I'm making fun of.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Well, I remember...
Here's another one that was funny. What he said... Mm-hmm. It's wrong, but it was still funny. We know a vagina is not, you know, these trans vaginas aren't vaginas. It's like impossible beef. It's like, you know, it's not blood. It's beet juice.
It's beet juice.
It's still funny.
That's funny. Yeah. And by the way, you can laugh at something that you don't agree with.
Right.
It can be funny in the context. Like, that's a funny joke, even though I don't agree with it.
Just in general.
In general, it's a
too
funny
seriously
joke.
I also think
wrong.
There would be a situation where you have to say that there's... Our level of comfort with it is also much closer to where it needs to be because of the simple fact that he is making these jokes. I mean, you know, 5 years ago, you wouldn't even attempt that. So
him?
Him.
No, see, the thing is, I think he keeps staying in that pocket, even though
on purpose.
On purpose, for sure.
Yeah.
But also just. Continuing because there's nothing that's canceled him just because of the way his life has been set up. There is nothing. He doesn't work for anybody,
right.
So he's uncancelable.
Right. Is he too rich? Alluding to what you were saying, where he's too big to fail.
He
doesn't
he's
have
like a bank.
Does he not just, have other experiences that we all do? And the transgender thing is sticking in his head.
It's gotta be a concern.
I think it's become a cycle that has because it's been. It's become a cycle upon itself because every time he does a trans joke, it obviously generates a lot of buzz, both negatively, and then he has to address. He addresses that buzz.
Yeah, but
so it keeps cycling into each other.
I think he's hurt. I think he's really hurt by how people go at him, and it's stuck in his craw because he doesn't. I don't think he feels as though he's being hurtful, and his intention. I mean, I don't think his intention is hurtful. They keep smashing him online. He just keeps getting smashed online, and I think it's a really personal thing. I remember.
And you look up, where's the best place to sell my sea necklaces? And next thing you know, it's hate directed at him.
Yeah.
It is. I think the other thing is he also, I remember, this is an old story. I remember Chappelle's car got broken in.
Okay.
And he thought that Godfrey and Artie broke his car and stole his radio. It was like a weird kind of paranoid kind of thing, you know what I mean? And then I remember another time he said he had a dream that Tony Woods slept with his wife, right? Okay. And he cut off Tony Woods as a friend.
Because he had a dream.
Oh, wow.
And then Tony, he said, I believe it was God telling me something. Wow. And Tony Woods said, well, he didn't tell you about Katrina? He didn't tell you about... that's all he had to tell you was that I was trying to fuck your wife, which is so Tony. But, I mean, they reconciled. So I think there's moments where he was really... He's always been a sensitive dude.
Yeah.
And I think this
that
really...
That affected him.
Yeah, I really
I mean, look, it's all about... ego and it's part of but I mean, look, it takes ego to be a stand-up comedian. Yeah. Like, it's all about the whole concept of stand-up comedy is egotistical. Right. Just the idea of these people they need to hear what I have to say.
Yeah.
And
not
only that, we're going to charge them for it.
Yeah.
Because
that's how much
they need to hear this.
Keith, how often do you do stand-up?
Literally once a year. One show once a year. But yeah, I did commentary on that on one of my shows with my friends and one of my closest friends, Adam. And he's like, please, Keith, not only tell me your thoughts, can I give you some money for that? Please. You're so fucking smart.
It's interesting because I think there's other levels of you put your show together, you do it once a year. Right. Harry does, but I'm at a place right now, even where artistically, I will not talk about something that I don't give a fuck about. And I see how, and I'm 20 years in, so Chappelle is 30, 33, 34 years in. Started when he was 16, so, it's a long time. So I think you also get to a point where I don't want to talk about it because it's funny.
Right.
I want it to be funny. I want to make it funny, but for the most part. And but I mean, you want to talk about what you want to talk about, and I don't think you would do it just to stay in the limelight. I don't think he's at that.
No. Right.
I don't think he could be the GOAT the way he is and not really give a fuck about. I think the honesty, there's a certain level of honesty is there.
And he went away for a while too. I mean, there was a time he never just did it to do it. He disappeared because he goes, I had nothing to say in that moment, or that nothing I wanted to.
Yeah.
Discuss or be in the spotlight.
Is there something weird? I'm saying this with less passion than everything else. Is the branding thing a little strange with the giant C's and the C necklace? And it's so that I buy C's.
Yeah.
Him telling me.
Yeah.
He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
Him telling me what a big star he is.
It's
a weird branding to me.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's the branding. I think it's really. I think he's feeling that, I think he's really there.
Oh, I believe him.
Yeah.
I believe he believes it.
I mean, and we would say it. It's not something that we wouldn't say, amongst the. I mean, we already. How many times did we say he's the GOAT?
Sure. Sure. So let me say it though.
Right.
But if I said that on stage,
did also say who many, and it was in the context of a punchline.
It wasn't.
What the punchline,
I think it was forced. No,
was it?
Not
I thought it
me.
Was.
No, he just threw
and
out.
And this woman said,
and
he
said
is the greatest of all time.
Perceived.
He's holding up his phone. He's saying that this woman said, who I'm going to give a lot of money to.
Right.
This woman said, blah blah blah. He's just making jokes, and that's fine. He's the greatest of all time.
Mm. And that was a great.
You could have left out that sentence. You were just wanted to say that.
That's true. That is true. Yeah. You could have left that part out.
But I know. I also, like I said before, he was always a real quiet dude, and I think he's finally, kind of spiking the football. You know, I mean, for the first time at 50 years old, 50-something years old.
Well, also, I mean, we could analyze him all day, but also the psychology of just winning that Chappelle Show battle this year, a year ago. He finally got his...
And he forced corporations to give him money that they
didn't have to.
Said, fuck
they
you.
Did not have to give him.
Does, do you
And
guys,
maybe celebrate, maybe he's now free, like, to
Are you able to explain
celebrate.
That full story? I feel like he told half a story. The
Me?
Way I understand it. No,
or
no,
Chappelle.
No, Chappelle.
Yeah.
I just turned 10.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck is he saying?
Yeah, yeah.
No, Chappelle, he leaves the Chappelle Show, I understand, at a KKK sketch or some kind of, you know,
blackface
racial sketch.
Thing, yeah.
A white guy laughed too hard at the audience and he left and moved to Africa. Am I missing something?
He hasn't been... I don't
he's
think
not
he's,
forthcoming on that.
It's a
Wait, you mean the whole thing?
Yeah.
The specifics
do you
of
know
why
Dante?
He...
I think from what I'm hearing...
You're right, that's what
I
mean.
It just was just... It was a situation where you make the deal. You know how like... Like
we're all clapping during this last special when he goes, you have to get off the bus in March. And I got off the bus, meaning I left Comedy Central. I still don't know the whole story.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Neither did the audience.
I just think, so I feel like there's this thing where people turn gold. Like, what I mean by that is, you know, like, there's a moment when people get a certain level of fame.
Yeah.
And then there's that next level. And then they always kind of have that, like, Beyonce goal or, like Latifah. Like, when Latifah was goal. Like, they
gold?
This, yeah, like, they always have this kind of facial complexion where they make the deal. And it just, it, I, you know, I'm not, I'm sounding like real QAnon, Illuminati.
I'm
like,
not following,
you know.
Unfortunately.
How do you spell it?
I, what do you mean? I don't know. I just
is
I
he
mean,
saying goal or gold?
Gold. Like
okay.
That gold finish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
okay.
Gold. Like I remember when Latifah got the talk show and she went from rapper to, you know, like.
Yeah.
And then there's that superstardom.
Right.
That like maybe
you think he can be the equalizer now?
Yeah, like they, like yeah, like that's...
You're flipping two dudes over at once with your wrists.
Stop, dog. Like you know what I mean. But like Will Smith,
I do like when an older character does kung fu and knows karate in the TV show. I mean, back in the day, it was a lot worse. Right. Dude, you know, fucking Raymond
All
Burr, Ironside.
I can watch Cannon. Do you remember Cannon?
Oh, Cannon, sure, yeah.
Fucking Cannon, dude. Ugh, he just a fat dude, balding with a tight fucking sports shirt, polyester pants, and he would just tackle people and shit. It was like, dog, you.
It makes me think of Liam Neeson now. Taken three, they just show a handshake and a guy gets thrown through a window. Like, motherfucker, you can't do that.
Yeah, it's
William Conrad.
I watch De Niro stomp a guy in The Irishman, right?
Like, yeah! It was a joke.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
I can watch that over and
That's
over.
That's it's like people watch Cats. Yeah, sure.
Oh my God, I forgot about it. That was bad. I don't remember what it was.
They
I
weren't
just...
even balanced. Like he couldn't even. He's trying to. Yeah. He's not generating any stomp power.
Right.
It's like stop, dog, stop.
Right. And that was close to the beginning of the movie too. And I'm like, oh, we're in for a treat. We're in for a 17-hour treat.
You get that. You know, I think they get to that point where it's like superstardom, and it you know, it's like the Stepford Wives. Thing
yeah.
And I think he stopped before that with the 50.
Yeah.
Like if I think he felt like that was where it was going. Like now I got to join Scientology or whatever the fuck, you know. And then he backed off. And then I think things changed, you know, with the internet and everything changed and streaming. And so you don't really have to do that now. Like,
but even Scorsese can't say, okay, you can't stomp anymore. Like even Scorsese doesn't have the balls to tell
say,
Dave Chappelle look up the word transgender.
Yeah, somebody should have said, "You guys, why don't you just have?
Can
goons?
You CGI my muscles?
Can you get goons? Just point.
Right.
You're distinguished.
Yeah,
guy.
Just point to the other
point
people.
Point to them
right.
And then your goons stomp them out.
Right.
Jeez, I forgot about that.
So
I'm
bad.
To...
So did you show mind. Cannon?
Do you remember Cannon or you don't remember?
Is
Cannon?
It a TV show?
William Conrad.
It was like Mannix.
Okay, I'm picturing it, but I don't
Cannon,
know.
Cannon, Mannix. Who was the other dude? Like Mod Squad, all
right. Ironsides or whatever.
Ironside.
How old are you guys?
This was Cannon. That was Cannon. Well, Don.
Actually, the Fat Man.
Yeah.
Jake and the Fat Man, right?
Yeah. He was the Fat Man in Jake and the Fat Man.
Yeah.
But I mean,
how do they? That's when you can be honest with people.
Yeah.
It'll be this guy will be Jake.
Yeah.
And you'll be in it too. Okay. What's my character?
What's my part?
Okay. You'll just be like
that guy was a sex symbol, you know.
William Conrad? No, not the fat man.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The fat man on the show? Jake and the Fat Man was
80s, 70s? Fuck yeah.
Dante's eating like two pieces of pie telling somebody the story. Yo, let me tell you something. Yeah. Okay.
You think you got pussy, huh? Let me tell you about my second season of Cannon. Yeah.
How much trim I got on the set of Cannon?
My second season of 36 seasons of Cannon.
Me and Raymond Burr double teamed this chorus girl on the Paramount lot.
They called us the Jabba Crew. I don't know why, but anyways.
Oh my god, we have to wrap up this version. Can we do a little Patreon?
Maybe
do a little relationship stuff on the Patreon.
Yeah, why not?
Could I say this?
I'm a fan of your Patreon shows. People got a treat not too long ago. You put a, you know, people send in questions. You guys answer them. I'm a fan of your show. I'm a fan of your Patreon.
Please continue, Keith. Thank you, and Keith and the girl. Check out Keith and the girl. Just fantastic.
A trick.
Overall.
Thank you. Go ahead.
We do plugs anyway.
I want to fucking not like Keith, and I fall in love with him every time I see him.
I love both parts of that for some reason. Thank you.
And look forward to this new book. My dad tried to fuck my chick. Simon and Schuster, I do believe it'll be. Keith will be doing signings at Barnes and Nobles.
I think the title's going to be "The Dad Emails" or "How I Catfished My Dad for a Year."
How I catfished my dad. Are you going to do a live reading, maybe, or play type of version of it?
We do a Kickstarter every year, and the last Kickstarter, one of the rewards was a reading that we're going to do for people that
I would love to. If you have any room or need some voices, I would love to.
I have an idea for you. Yeah, yeah. Well, we're also from people that were on the show when we read these emails live. A lot of the book is
their reaction.
And so people all know this. It's top secret. We might put on like a little play when we read it.
That's really so phenomenal. Yeah. I love what you guys
do. Can I play your dad?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, see, I think if you play his dad, it's gonna have like a little different spin on it. Like, I hope he fucks that chick. Right. I could see why she'd want to fuck Keith's dad. Why is Keith's dad so oiled up and dressed in a loincloth?
But you have to talk like my dad, right? Listen. No one wants the medicine.
No one wants the medicine.
But it's good for you.
But it's good for you.
I'm not alpha. I'm not beta. I'm just better.
I didn't even realize you were doing our intro. I go, is this what your dad? What the fucking backstory is this that I missed?
Do me a favor and
be a better bitch.
Fuck this show until we can go to Patreon.
It's Keith and the Girl. Go to keithandthegirl.com or Keith and the Girl on all social media. And if you dig what you hear, say hi. Thank you.
Everything Dante Nero. Google me, Harry.
At Harry Trajanian and all my stuff on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, the whole
thing. Sign up for the Patreon because we're going to really dig into it in a little while. Go to patreon.com/manschool202. You can get the Patreon there. Yo, CYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, whatever Dante do. Sexual Revolution is being podcasted. I love y'all, man. See y'all on the other side.